Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brenda Fine, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. And although I'm not Dr. Pat, I am filling in for her today. And this is Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we tune in to transmutation and to the whole idea of what's happened for 2014 and where we're headed in 2015. So today, this is Brenda Fine, as I said. We're talking through Connections Radio Show, filling in for Dr. Pat. And I trust that everyone has had a wonderful, wonderful season of greetings to festivities all around everybody. It covers everyone. You know, I just wish that people would wish each other well. And whatever that falls under, whatever title for you, season's greetings all around for everyone. So this is my second show. I'm still really nervous about this whole thing, so bear with me as I once again get my bearings, and we do this live radio show. So for all of you listening, I welcome you to the end of the year. 2014 has been such an incredible year for everyone. So this particular show is about wrapping it up and finding out where we're going for the next amazing part of this ascension project we call Planet Earth. So, hello, Mr. Rennie. How are you today?
Hi, doing well, Brenda. Thanks for joining us and filling in for the mighty Dr. Pat.
Awesome, awesome. And I want to wish you a wonderful Happy New Year as well before the end of this day, because that's just around the corner.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we don't have much planned as far as on our family. We're just going to take it a little easy. Big stuff for the radio stations as is, so we're kind of involved in that. But, you know, next day is another day, and it's 2015. It seems like, wow, I remember, like, what was it, Y2K and the millennium, and, you know, all the computers are going to crash and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wow, 15 years later, well, nothing's really much changed.
Absolutely. We managed to survive, didn't we?
I know.
We go through these processes and these scares, but you know what? They help us evolve, and I love that.
Uh-huh.
And so definitely this last year has been a definite year of growth for everyone, I would think.
Oh, most definitely.
You would definitely agree with that, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So let's tell you that today we're going to open up the phone lines for callers to call in. I want to give little readings for everyone today who is interested in finding out what is in the cards for them come 2015. I have to say that this has been, you know, such an amazing year for magic and miracles. And, you know, the whole year has been based on truth, truth that has been brought to the surface, and healing that has been initiated through that truth. This, you know, integrity is really was the theme of this year. And I have to say that working closely with the other side the way I do, I know that the Ascended Master Pallas Athena has been really, really active. This has kind of been her year of justice and truth and integrity. And I think we'd all agree that coming out of some of the most unlikely places, we have found truth rising to the surface, and sometimes not always the prettiest, the prettiest experience for people. But again, it's all meant to set us free and to provide us with healing. And, you know, in that healing, that's how we grow, that's how we evolve, and that's how we move forward towards where we're headed, which is the fifth dimension, you know, back into a place of unconditional love. So I want to talk a little bit today about the fact that we're moving into this 2015 and that it's a number 8, that vibration is an 8. And it's actually ruled by Saturn, the planet Saturn, which is very much about structure. It's very much about maturity and discipline, responsibility, And I'll be able to elaborate more on this in the coming months, as I've just taken up the study of astrology. So everything I've learned, everything I've known up until now has been my own energetic, you know, kind of feel out situation, the knowledge that I come into through the experiences of reading energy over the years. And I have been reading energy for a great many years now. I watch the planetary evolvement, and I see how the waves of healing and, you know, growth sort of have circulated throughout history, as well as, you know, individually, people, and humanity as a whole. But I got to say that the whole, what we're headed into is the reaping what we've sown, and all of the magic that happened throughout 2014 is really about to be realized in 2015, and the manifestations people have been working for are going to be truly evident come this particular year. Now, of course, as I said, I've been reading energy for a while now, and I've noticed too that as the waves occur, there does seem to be factors. And what I noticed is that we have about a 3-month window, which I'm also finding through astrology and the learning of it, that seems to be kind of evident within the stars as well. That's the window that I refer to as a free will factor. Every soul comes to this planet to learn, to grow, to experience, and to love, and to really understand choice, change, things like that. And so the free will factor offers us time to decide, time to change, and time to make choices. And even if you've made a choice that you would sort of recognize in the, you know, towards its outcome as maybe a mistake, just recognize that also as just a missed take, and that there's an opportunity through that to retake that situation, or to re-choose or choose again, so it were. So here we have, you know, this year of truth moving into a year of understanding what to do with that truth and really learning to apply that truth through wisdom, through that structure, through that discipline that Saturn really oversees us with. So it's really going to be an incredible year again for everyone. I think the more we move through these years, we'll find that each one is just more and more incredible than the last. The more of us that wake up, you know, how many more of us are out there wandering around, you know, coming from slumbered states into absolute awareness and consciousness. And I get very excited when I recognize that, you know, we are making a difference. I know for the most part we see, you know, a lot throughout the news, if you're still one of those people who watches the news or reads the newspapers and things like that. I mean, there's one thing to be educated about world affairs, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you know, spending a lot of time, you know, watching and you know, pouring over them and absorbing that energy is really not a healthy thing either. But, you know, we have to be aware that things are going down around the world, and we are now about to recognize what we've learned and how to apply it in the next coming year. So here we have an opportunity for integration, for the assimilation of new energies, which are right now coming down and being, you know, absorbed into this planetary atmosphere. And so with that, of course, we have the free will factor coming in. We have about 3 months' worth of time that I have found in my experience that takes us to the equinox, that is that free will factor. So a lot can happen in that time. I just want to elaborate a little bit more on that, and as I see that we're getting closer to having a little break, we will definitely get more into that, and I will tell you what I see coming for 2015. But up until now, we have a fluctuation of energies. As we round out 2014, we are definitely realizing that the truth has been set free, and we have all been set free through that truth. And now where do we go? What do we do with it? Now that we have this information, this new energy, this new awareness even, where do we go with it? You know, it's kind of like handing somebody a power tool but not having them have any idea what to do with it. And that's where I come in. So I help people along the way, you know, discover their power tools inside themselves and then know what to do with them, how to use them, and where to work them. So That's what we're going to do today, a little bit of a reading for humanity as well as the individual. And I thank you for joining us today on Connections Radio Show. Ooh, I am Brenda Fine, but I'm filling in for Dr. Pat, and this is Transformation Talk Radio. I welcome you to this particular wrap-up of 2014 along your soul's journey. Thank you so much for joining me. Awesome. Now, remember, you can call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. Nope, just one moment.
I can give it out for you, Brenda. Yeah, it's okay. 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819.
I'm talking about too many numbers.
That's okay.
Couldn't string them together the right way.
That's quite all right.
Thank you, Benny, for saving the day once again. Awesome. Are we getting close to taking that first break, then?
We can do that, sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, tune in to me and on Connections Radio Show as we talk about 2014 and 2015. What's in the cards for you? Stay tuned. Talk to you soon.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included. Space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Scumbag lawyers with agendas. I tell you, sometimes people, I don't know what's worse. Natural disasters, all these wolves in sheep clothes pastors.
All right, folks, welcome to Connections Radio Show. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat. This is Brenda Fine, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We've been chatting a little bit here about the wrapping up of 2014 and the moving into the 2015 energy. The new year coming is really going to be packed full of manifestations of magic and miracles, and that's a favorite line of mine because I work very closely with Merlin, the energy of Merlin the magician. And that's his thing. He's all about the magic and the miracles. And that's his entire, his whole idea and recognizing that people have done the work for themselves, and so this is what we have manifested coming for us in the new year. But again, at the same time, what do we do with those magic and those miracles, and where do we apply them? Because really, that is what the end result of truth and working on yourself and transmutation and all of those things have brought you to this whole manifesting of magic and miracles. So 2015 is going to be a packed full year for people the whole idea of applying the lessons and the healing that has come forward and really where to go with it in the future. You know, we're going to have a bunch of stuff go on. We're going to have our customary Mercury retrogrades, which is going to occur like 3 times next year, as it always does. That's something you can definitely count on with Mercury retrograde. That's the only thing you can count on with Mercury retrograde, is that it's going to happen at least 3 times. I would say at least 2 to 3 times a year. But those are going to offer us wonderful opportunities as well to sort of readjust our thinking throughout the year and to recognize, you know, what's working, what's not, and to let them go. I refer to that sort of in a way energetically what I feel it's like, the agitation in a washing machine. We get this opportunity to sort of swish stuff around a little bit before we decide what's going to go and where it's going to go. But also we have some Pluto retrograde coming, and I can tell you there's going to be 5 months of that, and I will tell you that is some serious transformation going on. That's going to start around April, the middle of April. It's going to head right through and into September and right through the equinox, actually, which is really going to settle in the 2015 energy. So as I was saying earlier before the break, we have this window that I find occurs up until about the equinox. It's about last year's energy letting go, being gone completely, all the remnants and all of the different little threads and loose ends that are customarily left hanging. As the year finishes up, we have these frayed ends that need to be taken care of, and sometimes that takes some time. So with that being said, I have always said that there's this sort of free will factor window that we all experience, and right up until about the equinox, you can kind of still let go of 2014 or the year before's energy before fully anchored in is the 2015 or the new energy for the year. I want to talk about the new. I want to talk about the new. You can find me on my Facebook page as Brenda Fine or Connections Resource Center as well. But I encourage you to check out Messages from Merlin. This Facebook page offers, daily insight, generally daily insight. Over the holidays, it's been a little sporadic, but he's still around and he's still floating through the messages. But definitely check these messages out, because I will tell you, they will show you what's going on with the world, what kind of energies you're dealing with, and how to work what you know into your daily experience. But as we do talk about these, you know, energetic waves and things like that that move through, we have to recognize that everybody's free will plays part here. So you're going to have a window that gives everyone a chance to do what they came to do and to do what they're allowed to do while they're here. Check out brendafine.com, and you can also find under there a coaching program by Merlin, who will step in and teach you how to apply some of the knowledge and the transmutation work that you've done last year into this year coming, and how to really implement these new energies. So as I said, I want to talk a little bit about the new. Merlin, who teaches through the Messages from Merlin page, what I call word alchemy, and he, sort of breaks down words that we are commonly using as sort of anagrams or whatever that is that they, you know, use to give you a message through. And I really find them just absolutely fascinating. And sometimes when I'm finished typing them, I just think, man, you are something else, Merlin. And he says, yeah, I am. But here we go. So the new to Merlin and to, you know, the people that follow his messages, we understand the new to mean naturally expanded work. That's who you are. You are naturally expanded work. And the more work you do on yourself and the more initiative you take to do work on yourself, the more you do expand your soul, your experience, and all of that that is you, that incredible light that is you. So again, we're moving into, you know, this 2015. The number 8 is a significant number, definitely associated with Saturn and all things wise and patient. And again, as these magic and these miracles, sort of settled into our lives, it's going to take a little bit of time for them to be here. So we probably won't be even seeing them until after the equinox. But in the meantime, that 3 months offers us an opportunity to continue to work out last year's stuff if it has not been yet worked out for you. So I'm going to do a little read here. Just quickly, I'm going to pull some cards, just very quickly, just to talk about where we've been, where we're headed, and what we can see, you know, in the future. So I'm just going to pull three cards from the tarot deck here, and this will be like a little overview for the next little while. And let's have a little boo here. You know, most of us recognize through the illusion what the truth was. And so we have the Seven of Cups as our past influence sort of card here. And I want to say definitely we all watched the truth come to the surface last year among some of the most incredible experiences and situations that a lot of us just couldn't get our heads wrapped around. But the truth was there, and it set us free. And again, good, bad, or ugly, that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to help us move into a place of healing, and the only way to do that is to get to the very bottom of things, to get to the core, the root, whatever. So the Seven of Cups sits here, and it says that we have. We've recognized through the illusion what the truth really was, and we've recognized that there was a lot more illusions going on, I think, than we thought there was going on. And so that we know is where we are leaving. That's what we're leaving behind, is that whole, that's what we're taking with us, but at the same time we're leaving that experience behind because we've gained from it the knowledge, the wisdom, and recognized in a lot of cases karma that needed to be let go. And that last year was huge for the release of major amounts of karma, I have to say, not just individually, but as a humanity, it was crazy. I watched chunks of it go in like thousands of years' time. It's crazy. So as we move forward, we see the Wheel of Fortune, which tells us the soul of the matter here is all about cycles, the patterns, and recognizing what no longer serves, and that we are making and creating new patterns and new opportunities to, work the fate of our whole experience here. And I want to say also that I see coming up for us the Page of Cups, a time of tenderness where people just really need to spend some time with themselves, looking after themselves, taking care of themselves, and really enjoying the work and the progress they've made, honoring who they are, but at the same time being aware of what's going on around you and not letting yourself be caught up in it. There is going to be a great deal of confusion as people try to implement this truth, this new understanding in their lives. And because it's not something they were used to or they've not worked before, it's going to take a little bit of time. It's like trying to ride a bike when you've never ridden one before. You're going to fall a couple of times. We're going to have some issues to work out. Let's be real about it. So make sure that you take time for yourself. That is crucial. And I want to encourage you to honor who you are, the fact that you are here doing a major job. Because even though you feel, sometimes people feel insignificant or like they don't really matter, everybody matters. I can tell you, Mother Mary insists that people know everybody matters. We are all here doing a role and holding space for a particular reason. And we're holding it for Creator. And that makes it matter. And that's what it's all about. So, that being said, again, like I said, next little while, especially between April and I'm going to say September, probably through that Pluto retrograde, I would encourage everybody to gear up and make sure they make plans. Plan for themselves to be pampering themselves. You know, plan to go away if you can, or plan to set aside time for yourself, or take a week's holiday if you can do it, just to be, you know, who you are in the naturally expanded work that you are. Because you are not. Not anybody is the same person they were last year. Nobody is the same person they were even 6 months ago. Too much energetically has happened through this planet and across this planet for everybody to be the same. It's absolutely impossible. So move into that awareness. Move into that expanded space and allow yourself to open up to the limitless possibilities and opportunities that wait for you in 2015. When we come back from this next break, we're going to take a few calls because I see that Benny has taken a few calls from people. And we'll have a look at the cards for those people and see see what's coming for them or answer any questions that they may have. I thank you so much for tuning in today and joining me on Connections Radio Show. I'm Brenda Fine. You can check me out on brendafine.com. You can find me on Facebook, or you can find me through Connections Resource Center on Facebook or Messages from Merlin. But any way you look for me, you're going to find me there. And I will always offer love, support, and insight, empowerment into your journey along the way to your ascension. So thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm filling in for her on Transformation Talk Radio. And I will tune in, or I'm glad you're tuning in, and we'll tune back in after this break. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. This is for all of you who want to feel younger and more courageous. In yoga, there's a saying that you're as young as your back is flexible.
This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you shake the cobwebs off your confidence.
In life, you're as young as your mind is flexible.
Decide to do something differently.
Wear a color you've not dared to.
Share with that person what you've been holding back about.
Take that dance class you've been contemplating for weeks.
Just do it. This technique works best by committing to a month of this. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting getsophisticated.com. That's getsophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1 hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Welcome back to Connections Radio Show. Actually, this is Dr. Pat's show on Transformation Talk Radio, but you're listening to Brenda Fine, and I am Connections Radio Show. So, welcome back. We've been chatting about 2014 and 2015 and what's coming in the year ahead and what we've let go of in the year past, and we are going to take some calls because we have some callers who have some questions. So, thank you so much, Benny, for queuing up those calls for me, and let's see who's on the line.
Sure, and when we finish with one, you're welcome to join us as the line's open, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll start things off with Julia calling in from Ontario. So, Julia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
How are you, darling?
I'm well, thank you, my dear. And you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say I had taken Brenda's Merlin's transformation. Sorry, I'm saying that wrong, aren't I?
It's all good.
Your transmutation course,
yes,
which has helped me beyond measure. I've now started my practice up again, and I'm being spiritual. But my question is, I still, you know, you have those days where you're powerful and you're strong and you're beautiful, and blessings are coming your way. You're getting a great parking spot. You're winning $50 in the lottery. And then you wake up on the other morning and not so good. Do you, Brenda, have a daily spiritual practice that you do, you know, while you're laying in bed, before you open your eyes, just to recenter yourself on those days for whatever reason you wake up feeling really heavy?
Actually, that's a lovely, lovely question to ask. Thank you so much, Julia, because you know what? A lot of people do need something on a daily basis, and I do try to practice a couple of different things. I have a routine. I know that predictability is probably, you know, one of those things that doesn't help you go with the flow, but for the most part, I need that connection every day that I intend to make, right? So, yes, every morning I try to, before I even get out of bed, I try to say my prayers in my head before I do even touch the floor, you know what I mean? My feet touch the floor. For me, that's a way of right away giving my day to Creator and opening up to that connection and honoring who I am and why I'm here right away. But then I also get up and, you know, in and around morning functions with the puppies and letting them out to have their morning run and whatnot, I sit down and I do cards, actually, every day. I sit down and I have little oracle decks that I use. I faithfully use my favorite decks, and every once in a while I incorporate something new in there. But for the most part, yeah, I sit down and I take that time every day because it's maybe 8 minutes. Sometimes if I'm rushing even, but the point is I connect. I take that few minutes to offer myself a centering, right? Because I do sometimes wake up and I can feel the energies around, and I feel that wave of whatever's happening through the planet, you know, or across the planet. And sometimes I get up and I think, oh my goodness, I don't think I should drink coffee. My caffeine will not help me here. But there's just so much going on. So yeah, that gives me an opportunity to center myself and to make those connections. So yeah, and I recommend everybody, you know, and a daily practice must be to bubble yourself. Always bubble yourself every single day. And even if you're not leaving the house or even if you're not leaving your jammies, bubble yourself, because there's energies floating and flying all over the place. You never know, right? And when we're open and receptive, pick things up and they come to us as well. And, you know, and those kinds of things will always be filtered through your bubble, and they'll always be good. They'll always be, you know, of the best and highest intentions for you, because that's what you're intending with that bubble. So definitely, Julia, and I will honor you. I have to say, I will definitely honor you mentioning that you did the course, and that's amazing. And you did. You had, you know, a great experience with that as well, as everybody does. I just love the course so much, and I thank you for mentioning that. But you know, every day, just remember what you learned. You implement that knowledge, which is what the course is about. Implementing that knowledge and really standing in strength, knowing that you've transmuted all the things that, you know, you felt were no longer serving you, and you've created this strength space for yourself to be in that bubble. So absolutely, I would say bubble yourself and say your prayers morning and night, definitely. You know, when you're little and your mom says, oh, say your prayers. I say them in the morning, too.
And your course was truly a blessing from God for me, because I was just drowning in trauma. And there was just so much. I was suffocating. And the patience and love, I mean, you truly are a cheerleader. I've heard other people call you that, but you truly are a cheerleader. And God's cheerleader. And is that why that there are some mornings then? Because I do try and consciously bubble myself and my children daily. But is that why, you know, some days you can wake up just feeling like you could fix the world if everybody would just let you smile on them? And then the other days, Is it just the stuff coming through from the universe that's why you have those days where you just don't even want to get out of bed?
Absolutely. And they're opportunities for us. People would say they're challenges, but they really are opportunities for us to hone our muscles, you know, and our, pardon me, and to really use and lean on those muscles of faith that we have been spending all this time developing, right? So, yeah, they are. And remember, there's windows of or pockets of energy that float around. And as light workers, you know, and people who are open, awake, and aware, you know, we are going to be more susceptible, I think, to them. And that's why the bubbles are crucial. You can ask for, you know, shielding and clearing from other ascended masters and angels and things like that as well. And I say all the power to us for use it all. Use it all, for sure. But definitely that's why, because we need to be aware of these energies. And we have this, you know, we're the ones, if we're picking up on that, there's a reason for it. Nothing happens by accident. So in that space, you have an opportunity there to do what you came to do, to shine light on that situation and to be that master who is working on mastery. And so to step into that light for sure. And you have, you're awesome. You have. And that was so sweet. God's cheerleader. That's too cute. I so resemble that.
You
are. I will take that compliment, my dear. God bless you for that, because I do feel like that sometimes that people need that. Come on. We need to remember who we are and that we're all here. Just the fact that we get up every day on this side of the sod and smile is a miracle. And God bless every one of us for doing it voluntarily, coming here and doing this job. I mean, this is not easy, right? Not easy. So I thank you for that too, and for calling in, my dear Julia. You're lovely for that.
Happy awesome. New Year.
Thank you. Take care, all right? It's going to be a wonderful year for you.
Hey.
Lots is going on, right? Lots of shifting for you. You have a little quick read here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do that real quick. One, two, and three for Julia. So we see where you've come through. And you have. You have the Three of Cups is a card of celebration for sure. And to me, that's definitely where you are. You have everything to celebrate, my dear, because you did amazing work on yourself this year, which is exactly what the whole year was about. Justice card, there's Athena, double-edged sword, and a beautiful owl with those beautiful scales of justice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's truth. It's all about truth, you know, and that's where you are right now, and that's where you've come into is your truth. I can tell you, Seven of Wands is coming up for you in the next little while, and that Seven of Wands is going to help you to recognize that you just need to stand your ground and use what you've learned, you know, hold your own, and don't be afraid to use your power and command your space. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's what we're all here for. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Any questions? Any other questions?
No, we're good.
You're awesome. Right on. Thanks so much for calling in, Julia.
Thank you so much. Blessings and Happy New Year.
And to you as well, my dear. Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, thanks, Julia.
Awesome. Right on. Thanks so much, Mr. Benny. Now, do we have another caller waiting?
Yeah, I think we have time to take a short one before our next break. So, Mary from Seattle, welcome to the show. Sounds like you have a career or maybe you do have a career. Maybe a change in mind is what you're questioning for 2015. So let's see what Brenda has.
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, my dear. So much. Thank you so much for being patient and waiting through that.
How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's have a little boo here for you, because you've got a lot. You've got three different options, I feel, coming for you. You've been mulling over some serious choices lately.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you've got three, and I can just feel like you just know which way to go. And you've been so patiently waiting for this, and that's why it's so important for you to make the right decision right now, because you have been waiting, and these have presented themselves at just the right time. And you know, although it's not a limiting thought in any way, you can go anywhere you want and do whatever you want, but you also know that once you make the choice, you want to try and stick with it and settle, right? I really feel that you want to commit to something. And so you have had this patience. But I can tell you, boy, magic and miracles await you, my dear, let me tell you. Because all you have to do is think about which one. And I keep feeling like it's the middle one. Not the first one that came to you, and not the one that most recently sort of popped into your mind, but the one that sort of you've been kind of cultivating a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're cultivating something here. That's a dream for you.
That's the one that's really, I mean, I would be the best fit for in that.
Oh, it is you.
Yes.
It is you. Well, it's because it's a match made in heaven. See, the thing is, sometimes the right job needs to come along at the right time for us when we're the right person. Sometimes not all three work together. And so that's the whole point here, is that this is a combination of luck and opportunity for you to really step into exactly what's going to make your heart sing, because you've been waiting for this a long time. This thing, and it's the most practical. It serves so many areas of your life in the right ways. It's a win-win all around.
Right.
But you see, I get the idea here that, you know, on one hand, the first choice that came along, well, that's a very secure idea, in a way. It's something that you're knowing, it's familiar, it's...
Right.
You know, yeah, it's comfortable for you, right? That's what I mean by secure,
right.
Not necessarily, you know,
right.
secure, but...
Exactly.
But you're tired of that.
Yeah, I am tired of that.
You're so done with that. That's 2014. You're done. That's it for that. I just got to say. And you know what? You could choose option number three, which just showed up recently as, I think, either a notion in your noggin, I'll say, a thought in your mind, or, you know, some sort of a inspired thought. I think it was just one more opportunity for you to recognize that you can create, because that's what that original idea is about. It's about you creating, and I really feel like you just got to go with the creativity. Absolutely.
I'm looking at probably retiring in about 5 to 6 years.
That's okay. Just you'll set in motion, and you won't have to worry about a thing.
So this position would really, I mean, that would kind of cement that, be something that I enjoy doing.
You're passionate about it.
And good people.
Yeah. Because it brings you joy, and that's the only thing you're going to attract when you're in a place of joy is more things to be happy about.
Right.
How could you go wrong with that? Right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Because I can tell you, coming up for you, you definitely have some introspection coming. You've got the Hermit coming up, and to me, that's a time where you get the chance to go inside, to discover who you are, to really explore you, because you have evolved just incredibly over just the last 6 months. Have been crazy for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and you have been catapulted into like probably a dozen new spaces that you weren't necessarily prepared for, but definitely
right.
managed to navigate your way through. But I can tell you there's going to be some quiet time for you coming, and that's really why you need to implement this new sort of venture for yourself, because it will offer you that comfort and that that place that says, I can do this, I can go and do what I need to do inside, and I know everything's okay, because you're very confident with that. Go with
okay.
that one. Definitely
okay.
go with that.
Sounds good.
You can't lose, sweetheart. Blessings
okay.
for 2015. Let me know how you do.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care. God bless you.
You too.
Awesome. Are we there?
We're here, and I think it's about break time, so let's skedaddle, if that's all right.
That's perfectly fine, Benny. Thanks so much.
Cool. We'll be right back with more from Brenda Thine, who's filling in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money?
It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
It's a matter of salvation, found in patience up above. So don't give up so damn easy on the one.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm not Dr. Pat. I am Brenda Thine, and that's Connections Radio Show coming through, filling in for Dr. Pat. We've been chatting about 2014 and 2015 energies, wrapping up last year and moving into next year. We've been taking calls from people who have little questions about, you know, where they're going and what's coming for them. We've had one patient lady waiting a little while now, so we'll go right to the call and take this call from Melissa. And so welcome, Melissa.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient, my dear. How can I help you today?
Well, I was just going to ask for a mini read, and I had a question. I had a dream where I kind of felt connected to this baby thing, and it had six arms, and then it had eight arms. So I was just wondering if you could help me out with those.
Could you repeat that? I just didn't catch the first part. I'm sorry.
So I had a dream real fast where this baby, I kind of felt connected to it, and I counted six arms on it, and then it had eight arms. Oh. I know, it's weird.
Interesting. No, that's cool. Actually, again, you know, you're moving from into a more abundant, sort of appendages kind of idea, you know, opportunities and things like that. You said it was a baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You're giving birth to many, many opportunities, and the fact that it moved into eight arms to me just sort of signifies the fact that it's about abundance and reaping what you've sown and just knowing that, you know, there's plenty there to be nurtured by as well as nurturing for you, right, that you can move into that space of, you know, looking after yourself and taking time to care for something that you've birthed, you know. So maybe you've been creating a new job or a new maybe magic or some miracles in your life, you know, and maybe that's just what it's about, honoring perhaps that new creation and welcoming it no matter what it looks like, Because you know what, right away you might not be expecting six to eight arms, but it just goes to show you that abundance is all over the place, and it's all about the creation and the birthing of new.
And could you do me a little mini read?
I most certainly can.
Thank you.
You've really come through a lot in the last few months as well, eh? A lot of needing to hold your own and to really recognize what's real, what's not for you as well, and seeing beyond masks that people wear. So I want to say congratulations because you held your own in a lot of times where you in past could not have done it, would never have been able to do it. So, you know, those were experiences you attracted to yourself so that you were able to be able to recognize your strength and to use that you have, you know, spent so much time working to strengthen and to work on, right, and to lean on those muscles of strength and trust and all of those things. So the Lovers is your past card, and that tells me that you have created and attracted in a whole great deal of wonderful things and lots of surprises and different things like that. It's all about what you've attracted in and what you're working to really work through for yourself. You know, you have the Seven of Swords sitting here right now. It tells me that at this particular moment you've got a lot of things that don't seem to be open to you in your eyes. You know, your perspective shows you that you're not necessarily seeing openings or opportunities, but I got to tell
That's
you,
right.
Hang tight. Hang tight, sweetheart, because there is a whole whack of them coming for you. Do not dwell on the moment that you're in right now. I can tell you, look forward to the future because the Knight of Swords is coming for you. And the Knight of Swords tells me, first of all, I always use the Greek mythic tarot, and I love that because there's a, you know, there's a double knight in shining armor on that horse taking full charge and moving forward in truth. And to me, that's what that's about. You know, it's about you taking charge of your life and moving forward with the truth that you've learned throughout the last few months. I mean, come on, you have unmasked a great deal of illusion, let's say that, okay? And in that space, you have become completely empowered. And so, yes, take charge. Don't worry about what you're not seeing happen now or what doors may be closed to you right now or who's not giving you a what. So don't worry about that. Just move forward. Just move forward because full steam ahead for you, sweetheart. All good for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Welcome. Thank you so very much. You have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's.
You too. Thank you again.
Blessings. Awesome. This has been a wonderful show. We have done, I've covered some ground. Talk radio. Yeah, I was born to talk. And I definitely am getting the hang of this stuff now. So I thank you all so very much for being patient as I get my bearings, right, as I sort of learn to do this solo flying stuff. It's been wonderful, and I'm having a blast. Now, I do want to recommend everybody find me on the Internet, and you can find me on my website. That's brendathine.com. You can find me on Facebook as well. That's either by my name, or you can look up Connections Resource Center. That's my business. And or you can find messages from Merlin. Now, I highly recommend everybody check out Merlin's messages because he really does help assist us on a daily basis, or for the most part on a daily basis when I can get to the computer. No, it's all good. It's only been over the holidays, folks. It's only been over the holidays. And he's been quite patient with me, I have to say. But I have to say, check it out. The coaching package just started, and I do have a couple spots that I could offer out there to people if you're interested, and there's no time at all to catch up here. You know what? It's an amazing – I can't even put words together to string them into the right perspective for you. It's just an amazing, magical miracle that, you know what, everybody get something from, and it's absolutely a gift you give your soul. Also, check out the Facebook page because I'm having a sale on readings for the end of the year. It's a wonderful opportunity, so check it out and see what you can do for you and to gift to someone else. Don't forget. Now, my next show is coming up, and I believe it's just in a couple of weeks, so also check out that Facebook page to find out when my next show is. I want to leave you in the next few minutes here with one final summation. At the end of every reading that I have done for years now, I pulled what I call the brick card. The brick card is generally a summary. It's exactly what it took me almost an hour, and I thank you for spending it with me, to say. And God usually has a way of summarizing a much more concise way than I can. So here's the bottom line, the message I'm going to leave everybody with today. It is from the deck, Messages of Life from Mario de Gay. Trusting. I live each situation in the light. I do not dramatize my life, but live with a sense of humor. I remain in harmony no matter what happens. I'm not misled by my ego that incites me to anger and panic. I let go. I trust God, and I remain in touch with his love, thus increasing my inner spiritual strength. Be that for yourself, and be it for others, and be the light that you came here to be and shine bright, because we need it. Especially in these times. There's a lot going on for people, and we really, really, really just need to stay focused on where we're headed and what we're doing here. Be well. Enjoy this time. 2014, well, like I said, we've got a couple months left to get rid of, you know, the last of it, but for the most part, we are certainly heading into new, wonderfully expansive work that we are, naturally expanded work that we are, and enjoying all of the lessons, the blessings, and the wisdom that we have brought forward. Remember, we didn't bring any karma forward, so don't worry about that. That is in the past, and most of us have let go of a great deal of it through that wisdom that came from the truth being revealed. And all we have to do is remember, everybody's truth is different. Everybody's path is different. All are part of the one. So honor that and honor yourself. In the process, remember, the next little while is going to be about taking care of you and all things about you, honoring God in you. That's the message here. Righteous selfishness. So on that note, Mr. Benny, I believe we are wrapping things up, and I will thank you so very much for being there for me today, as you are always. I appreciate every single listener who paid attention to this show today, who tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio, and who listened to me, Brenda Thine, filling in for Dr. Pat on her show, the Dr. Pat Show, as Connections Radio Show. And I trust you will all have the most spectacular New Year's Eve that you could possibly have. Recognize the work you've done, honor your achievements, be proud, and get excited because 2015 is going to be a whopper year that we can all expect wonderful things in. So on that note, take care, God bless, and we'll see you, or chat with you, we'll talk to you next time. Things are said.